From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 4th, 2015. This week, we consider how our recent visit to the New River in Radford, Virginia, reaffirms the expression, life is what happens when you're planning something else. In this case, bird and river life. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess two very different bird species that caught the eye of a nature photographer along the river on April 29, 2015. And here's a hint. Like their baseball-playing namesakes, the first species wears bright orange. And for the second species, you don't have to go to a sandy coastline to spot it. If you guessed the Baltimore Oriole, followed by the spotted sandpiper, you are amazingly right. Bob Abraham of Christiansburg, Virginia, an accomplished nature photographer and regular visitor to the New River, said it was nothing short of spectacular for him to get excellent looks of a pair of orioles, a spotted sandpiper, and a third species, a solitary sandpiper, all in one day. But river time increases one's chances of such unplanned spectacles. For example, while Baltimore Orioles are more typically heard or seen in backyards and town parks, areas along rivers and streams, called riparian areas, often provide the tall trees, open spaces, and insect prey that these birds need. As for sandpipers, several North American species winter along the Atlantic coast but spend their summers around fresh waters, including Virginia freshwaters, in the case of the spotted sandpiper. Also, various sandpiper species, like the solitary sandpiper, pass through Virginia during spring and fall migrations, and rivers can provide safe spaces for resting stopovers. Like many birds, many people also flock to rivers, for lots of reasons, including the lure of the resident or transient wildlife that might be there. As sharp-eyed Mr. Abraham said, "The fun is, you never know what you'll see." You can see his oriole and sandpiper photos online at virginiawaterradio.org. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. And special thanks to Bob Abraham for letting us in on his spectacular bird day along the New River. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.